Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Rick Mulready here, and welcome to another episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Thanks a lot for taking a few minutes out of your day to hang out with me today and listen to the show. Now, on today's episode, I'm happy to welcome my good buddy, Ree Dong. Ree is one of the smartest people I know when it comes to paid traffic, and I asked him to come on today to talk about measuring your sales funnel analytics. And this is sort of, we're furthering the discussion that we started in the previous episode with Tommy Powers, talking about analytics and measuring the right types of things when we are using paid traffic. So whether you're more advanced or you're just starting out with your paid traffic for your business, you're going to get some great ideas from Ree here today. That's because my goal here at the Art of Paid Traffic is for this to be your one-stop shop for learning everything that you need to know about paid traffic. You're going to get the best tips, the best tactics, and the best strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot without having to empty your wallet in the process. Paid traffic, after all, is what fuels the sales machine in your business and allows you to know exactly where your next lead and sale are going to come from. Want to create freedom in your business? Learn from the best experts in paid traffic what strategies are working and not working right now here at the Art of Paid Traffic. All right, with Ree today, we dive into both more advanced and beginner tips and strategies for things like different ways to track specifically where revenue is coming from in your sales funnel, including measuring the revenue per customer channel. Ree breaks that all down for us today. If you're an Infusionsoft user like I am, how to use Infusionsoft to track leads and sales. Ree gives some really good ideas for that. He also gives us a very cool WordPress plugin that I'd never even heard of before that helps you customize landing pages to people by their name. So when somebody lands on your landing page, there is a way to leverage this WordPress plugin that Ree talks about here today so that it addresses them by name on that landing page. Really, really cool. And that will increase conversions for you, or can very well increase conversions for you, I should say. We also talk about determining long-term customer value and how you can use that information to make decisions in your business. Now, before we get into it here with Ree, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ShortStack. ShortStack is a self-service software tool that allows you to build mobile-friendly, high-converting campaigns and landing pages for all of your online marketing efforts. Whether you're a total beginner to creating campaigns and landing pages, or you like to get down with some HTML or CSS, you're going to love the ease of using ShortStack. To get started using them for free right now, just go to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, let's go hang out with Ree. Okay, Ree, so our challenge, honestly, today is going to be, how do we keep this conversation under 15 minutes? Because we're talking about a big topic in funnel analytics. But first, welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Absolutely, man. So let's talk about it. So we're going to be talking about funnel analytics. Specifically, if somebody has multiple forms of paid traffic, they're driving traffic right to their site or to their sales page, whatever it might be, through multiple channels, how the heck do you start tracking that? How do you know where revenue is coming from if you're using, say, Twitter ads and YouTube ads and Facebook ads all coming into your one sales page or your one website?
Right. So that's a great question, Rick. And a lot of people do have sort of this problem is figuring out where the source of the revenue is coming from. So I guess the first thing that you've got to do is make sure you've got a system that's measuring correctly. So you've got to make sure that you've got a system in place which is telling you, all right, this guy, he came from Twitter. Let's record the fact that this guy came from Twitter on his account. This other person came from Google. And we can actually get pretty granular with Google because we can say if they came through AdWords, which keyword they use, which website they used, and we can segment them at that level. Mm. And then the next step would be also measuring the revenue that's coming through from that specific customer. So we need to record against their account what their lifetime customer value is so that we can divide the revenue according to the customer channels. So if we say that, you know, customer, somebody who comes through Facebook, they sign up after, let's say, you know, 30 days or something, mm-hmm. and they order a total of, you know, $600 worth of products. And then we see from AdWords, who go through the equivalent, the same funnel, they purchase, you know, $997. Then we've got really good data here to tell us that we can actually spend more on AdWords because people who came through AdWords are much more likely to spend more money with us. Which means that's a more profitable advertising channel for us.
Based on that, based on that long-term customer value.
Based on the long-term customer value, exactly. And we can also do it, we can also make it more immediate. So for example, how likely are they to convert initially? So maybe Facebook, they have a high conversion rate, but maybe Google, they convert a lot quicker, for example. So, but we can base it on the initial sort of conversion rates as well. So Facebook might be, let's say, 30-something percent, and Google might be, you know, 20-something percent.
So I love that. So, but in my mind, I'm like, holy cow, that's a logistical nightmare because you got to be tracking all these channels. Is there sort of, and I know that you and I have talked about this in the past before, is there right. sort of a central point? Is there some sort of a platform that does this for you? You know, we both use Infusionsoft. How does somebody do this from a, what's sort of like a best case scenario? And then from there, like what anybody can really do even if they're not using something like Infusionsoft or Entreport?
Right. Okay. Well, if it's better if they're using a sophisticated CRM, customer relationship management system like Infusionsoft, because mm-hmm. you're able to house all of this data in the one place. So what it means is that if somebody opted into your form, at the point when they opt into your form, you capture the details of how they came into your form. So you capture the fact that they came in through Google, and that information is actually stored on the customer record in Infusionsoft.
Okay. And are they being tagged appropriately when they do that? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, exactly. But okay. The thing with that is, unfortunately, there's no out of the box sort of system. You've got to do a little bit of sort of custom programming to get that working.
With Infusionsoft.
With Infusionsoft, yeah.
Okay.
If you're doing it sort of without a sophisticated sort of CRM, if you're using, for example, AWeber or MailChimp or whatever. What you can do is you can set up separate landing pages. So, for example, you can set them up so that they're all identical, have one identical landing page, and then have all the guys coming from Facebook go to, you know, landing page A, all the people coming from Twitter to go to landing page B, and all the people coming from Google to go to, you know, landing page C. Mm. So then what you can do is you can measure the opt-in rates, and you can also know that you can have separate lists for each of those pages.
Sure.
And then you can label, you know, the first page, or this is the Facebook list, and then you can see how many of those people became customers, and then you can sort of just do a quick calculation and say, okay, so, you know, 10 out of these 100 people converted, so the conversion on this list is 3%. So that's a kind of quick and dirty way you can do it without having, you know, any kind of a system in place. You can just sort of do it manually, I guess.
Yeah, so you're looking at, so I love the idea. So if you're, if you have unique landing pages for each one of these channels, you find out what those stats are from the individual channels, and then you're keeping, like, I don't know, a Google Docs spreadsheet or something like that, where you're kind of keeping these calculations.
Exactly. And you can also track how much revenue is coming as a result of this channel. You can divide it by the number of customers, so then you get an average customer value as well. You can get all these stats, really, if you do it manually with a Google spreadsheet, like you said. Mm-hmm. Just it takes a bit longer to do it this way.
Sure, sure. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, since we're both using Infusionsoft and we have a lot of people who are doing paid traffic are using these sort of more robust systems. What is the best way? So they're being tagged. And you and I have talked about this before, where I don't fully understand this functionality yet of Infusionsoft, but you can track where, even if it's one landing page. So if it's the one sales page and they're all checking out through that one sales page, you can still track the channel where somebody is coming in from. How does that work?
Right. Okay. Well, what you can do is there's a little hack that I use where if you have Google Analytics on your landing page, Google Analytics actually stores that information. So they say the source is Facebook, or the source is Google, or the source is Twitter. And then all you've got to do is just take that information and then put it into a hidden field in Infusionsoft. And then, and then that information actually gets stored automatically into that contact's record.
Gotcha.
So so that's one way to do it. And then the other way would be through tagging. So with tagging, you could also do it with the sort of unique landing pages that we were talking about before and tag them according to the landing page that they came from.
Right. Okay. So when you were talking about putting the source in, are we talking about using custom URLs, having the source and the medium and so forth in that URL? Is that what you're talking about?
Okay, that's not what I was talking about, but actually that's another way that you can do it. And probably, I mean, if you can control the URL, then, because for example, if they came organically through Google, then you can't control the URL. But if they're coming through paid traffic, then you can control the URL. If you can control the URL, then you can actually just grab the parameter from the URL and put it into the form. So I mean, there are different ways that you can approach this, but that's another way that you can do it, and that probably for some people might be easier to do it that way, because you can use a plugin. One of them is called URL params, which takes the parameter. So whatever. So let's say it's rickmulready.com/value=. Google. You can take the value Google and put that into the form.
Okay. And is that like a paid plugin for Infusionsoft?
That's a free plugin. Yeah, that's a free plugin anyone can use. It's not specific for Infusionsoft.
Oh, okay.
It's a general WordPress plugin that you can use. So, So for example, if they came from Infusionsoft, let's say they clicked on a link, an email link within Infusionsoft, and they went to a landing page, and that landing page in the URL has, Rick there, you can use that value inside of a WordPress page and say, hey, Rick, thanks for visiting this page. It's really great to have you here.
Okay.
You can customize the page with various data.
I had no idea. What's that plugin called again?
URL params. I can send it to you an email after the interview.
Okay. That's really cool. I had no idea about that. We'll get into that in just a second, but first I want to give a big shout out to and thank the sponsor of today's episode, ShortStack. Recently, I got to sit down with ShortStack's CEO, Jim Belosik, and I challenged him to explain what ShortStack is for you in 20 words or less using no jargon. Ready? Go.
Okay, challenge accepted. ShortStack is a do-it-yourself tool for building web pages to engage with your audience, collect information, and drive sales. Is that 20?
I was starting to count on my fingers, but I think you hit it. Nice work. So if you're looking for a simple do-it-yourself tool to get more qualified leads and sales for your business, definitely check out ShortStack. You'll love how easy it is to use. Get started today for free by going to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, back to the show. So there's definitely ways. What I'm hearing is there's definitely ways to do this. It's a little bit more work to do it, a little bit more manual work to do it, but you don't necessarily need, you know, the software like, or the CRM like Infusionsoft or Entreport if you are still using something like MailChimp or AWeber or Constant Contact or whatever it might be. You can still be doing this, but it's just a little bit more, massaging, a little bit more work in order to get this to work right. But I think that the real important thing to remember here and the whole basis of this conversation is you got to be tracking this stuff in order to know, obviously, whether your ads are working well or not and giving you a return on your investment. I want to talk to you real quick before we wrap up here, Ree, about that customer value. It's such an important thing that, you know, a lot of people, whether they're just starting out in paid traffic or maybe have been doing it a little bit, that's not something that they're really thinking about quite yet. So talk to me about that. How does somebody go about, and I know this could be a longer, you know, a longer discussion, but how does somebody really go about calculating what that long-term customer value is?
Right, okay. So I guess the customer value, it's a snapshot that you take in your business. Because theoretically, a customer, they can purchase at any stage in the future, but you've got to set a cutoff time at some point, right? So basically what you do is you say, okay, in the last 2 years, a customer, on average is likely to spend, $600 with you. And you do that by getting the total revenue from a fixed number of customers during that period and dividing it by the number of customers that you've had. To put it simply, so if somebody, they sign up to your list, today, and then over the next 2 years, they spend $1,000 with you and, you know, 100 other people repeat that same pattern, then you know that your customer lifetime value is going to be around $1,000. Mm. Yep. And it's good to have that value because then you know that, okay, if they're going to spend $1,000 with us, then we can spend anything up to $1,000 just to break even. But if we spend just $500 to acquire this customer, then we're getting, you know, 100% ROI. If we're spending $100 to get this customer, then we're making a killing. Yeah. So people who have really good backends, they usually do have very high customer lifetime values.
Yeah, and that's why it's really so important. Yeah, you summed it up there perfectly. That's why it's so important to have an understanding of what that value is, because that determines, you know, that lets you know exactly how much you can be spending on your ads so that you can figure out what your ROI is and make projections as far as how much you're going to be spending going forward. You know, am I losing money on this? It all comes back to what is that long-term customer value for you in your business. So, Ree, this is awesome. I mean, like I said, right from the start, the challenge here is keeping it to this short format. We could definitely talk about this for hours. So thank you so much for coming on today, man. Where can people connect with you online?
They can connect with me on my website. It's reejerdong.com. I can send you the link after the interview if you'd like. That's reizhidong.com.
Awesome. I'll link that up in the show notes for today's episode. Ree, thanks a lot for coming on today, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Okay, just to clarify, here's what Ree's website is again. It's reizhidong.com. That's his name.com. I've linked that up as well as the other links that we talked about during the episode today on the show notes page for today's episode, which you'll find at rickmulready.com/12. On that show notes page, and actually all the show notes pages, if you've got questions about paid traffic that you want me to cover in an upcoming episode of The Art of Paid Traffic here, you can leave your questions on the show notes page for me. I'm going to be doing monthly Q&A episodes, so let me know what questions that you have, and I'll be sure to cover those in an upcoming Q&A episode. Don't forget, too, that for many of the episodes that we're doing here on the show, I put together special cheat sheets to visually represent what we're talking about. So if there's specific ad examples or funnel examples or whatever, I visually represent them on a cheat sheet for you on the show notes. So be sure and check out the show notes page for the episode that you're listening to and all the other show notes pages to check to see if there's a cheat sheet for you for that particular episode. Each episode is always at rickmulready.com/ and then the number. So again, for today's episode, it's number 12. I've got some killer episodes lined up for you and coming your way. Thank you again for listening today. Keep testing your paid traffic to find what works for you and your business. And I will see you in episode number 13.
avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.